I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. Yes, I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. Calling me to the home place. You guys, it's fucking ceremony! Yes! Ugh, I am on my way out there right now. Sorry that I yelled in your ear, but that is the amount of excitement that is radiating through the core of your local hood hippie extraordinaire on the Psychonauts mirror, you guys. It's mother freaking ceremony. Oh, so excited. I cannot wait to share with you guys the beauty in ceremony again. This is just an all out, like, super pleasure for me because this is so fucking cool, like meeting the new people, the people that are coming to get the healing, and being able to, you know, just welcome them, you know, because this is a very sacred thing to do, and people that want to put in this kind of work, I mean, ugh, they just melt my fucking heart, you guys. They melt my heart. My whole heart space is melting. Oh, or it's just getting really big. That heart space is so full of excitement right now because I have had like the nervous jitters in my belly all day because I always like the day of ceremony coming, like Fridays are like, whew, especially if I start singing some of our ceremony music, it throws me into almost like a medicina state. So you guys, thank you for coming to join us. I know you can't be here, but you know what? Time and space, you're going to be there because we're going to let you. We're going to let you in, let you hear, let you be a part of the healing, sit in our circle, you know? I love you guys so much, and check it out, ceremony soup style. Love you. Bye. See you guys soon.
Drop off, pick up.
Brownies, yes. Some yummy brownies.
Love you. Thank you.
Sending you a heart.
Cheese! Doses!
heart.
Bye. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan.
So much.
You're
thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Thank you for sending to be loved. Mm-hmm. Just for your recovery. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good image.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Barbara Montaigne.
Good morning.
Montaigne.
Mighty Soul is actually going to start this off, but I just wanted to like, say a few words. It's an introduction. You know how this speaker is introduced? I'm going to introduce Mighty Soul. So I just want to thank everybody for being here, and I'm sorry that we're a little bit late. It was a really wonderful evening last night, and sometimes you just have to, you know, go with the flow, and so that's kind of what happened today, and so very thankful for you guys to be here. So with that introduction, I would like to introduce one of my best sisters right here. She is amazing. If you've not already met her, you should meet her. Get her number, talk with her. She does some amazing things.
Get her autograph.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I bow to all of y'all.
Here is Mighty Soul.
Traveling before Yogi. I'll add that in. Just manifesting, speaking into it. Thank you. All. Thank you, thank you. I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. Love you, thank you, thank you. Last night was good. Yeah, it was different too. Definitely a lot of shadow work is what I felt like. Woo, it was in there. It was different for us to sit back and not really kind of go up and kind of do the way we normally do. So it was interesting to learn. But I'm grateful because I was able to like really sit down and I could just send the energy this way. Here we go, just sitting down. Because it rattled my cages too. I asked him for a little and he went, I was like, oh, okay, so we're going to journey a little bit too. And that's always that balance to learn to journey and serve.
Sorry,
the medicine.
Just had this. Yeah, I just felt it.
No, very so much gratitude again to these plant medicines, to Leticia's land, to Michael for making this medicine, for our sister Destiny here, showing a different form of this brew and just learning and expanding. And thank you. It was so much lessons. I'm so humbled, so humbled. I learned so much too. Always learning and to always leveling up. I did smoke a little bit of flower so I do want to read a little prayer. One of my absolute favorite prayers. It's very short. I kind of have it memorized. Prayer of the Divine Feminine Christ. Divine Mother of all life, take me to that place deep within your womb where I can know nothing and be reborn anew.
Oh.
Give me chills.
Kissy explains it so well.
I just know I can't, so I'm like, what do you guys say?
This is a beautiful medicina. It's very, very heartwarming, heart-opening. I do, this is a ceremony in itself, honoring this, and it's super good for your body. It is plant medicine, that's super, super good. It's not your hot chocolate like we were saying with all that, but it's definitely a beautiful medicine, and I know that when I do drink it, like, I feel my heart chakra do this, like, vibrating. So, that's how I can explain it.
Perfect. It has a 5-MO.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Tell the ingredients. I wasn't involved in the creation of it.
She said
5
what?
Oh,
okay.
I mean, not a 5.
5-MEO-DMT.
Oh, wait a minute.
We're about to have
some. Are you ready?
Sprinkle a little bit in there. It's got Bobitsana, which is the same thing as ayahuasca, the vine. And then it's got cacao. It's got sweet orange. frankincense, cinnamon, and love.
Oh.
And lots of honey.
And local.
Just pouring the honey.
A little bit of monk root.
Oh, did you put that in there?
Tiny bit, yeah. Just so that we wouldn't have to, that we could get the flavor of the honey.
That's right.
But sweeten it more with the monk root instead of using a whole bunch of honey. Exactly. Thank you, bees.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's what's in it.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. You know me. Kissy.
I am so grateful to be here. So grateful. I'm so sad that Leticia is not here. But I am so grateful that she allowed us to be here and to hold space while she's not here. It's amazing. This is leveling up. So I'm just grateful. Thank you for everybody that purged, did their job. It don't matter if it comes out this week, comes out this week, comes out this week, crying, laughing, all of it is purging as well. So thank you for doing that. Thank you. Continue leveling up, guys. Remember that shadow is, you're showing that light to it. Don't be scared of it. Just your life. Love. Oh, how was I saying your name?
I visit my parents.
Yes, you do.
I'm the questioner, I guess, because I am like so feeling y'all, and I had a whole list. So y'all gotta teach me.
Good place to learn.
Yes.
Definitely.
You're welcome home.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm socially awkward until I get to know you, and then I'm a nut.
We're all the same.
Yeah. It's called good.
Yes.
One thing, I was like, who's Hood Hippie? Is that you?
That's me. I'm Hood Hippie.
I don't know. You cracked me out. I had to back up because I felt like a creeper or something. I don't know her yet. And I'm sitting here, love.
I love it all.
Love you.
Oh, yeah. You are me. I feel it. I don't know what it is. I don't even know you. Well, and that's one thing I was like telling them because Kizzy kind of knows. I don't know. I'll talk to her a little bit. My foundation of anything was not spiritual, it was religion. And I didn't feel it at all, and I was judged for it from my mother. I mean, I'm like, I've got a whole slew, I'll need several sessions. But I will talk, so I think that's what I'm needing is up here. It's because I don't know anybody in the city, you know. And I am busy with my twin grandsons down in Ada, 3 years old. Come on through the press. So yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you.
Lori, so what's your experience with plant medicine?
Plant medicine?
Just, yeah.
Well, exactly. You were doing your microdose.
LSD, and that has just been in, you know, recently. I love it. My deal is, okay. I was severely hooked on pills. I never did the needle, never did the meth. That killed my brother. He was a Marine for 8 years. And so, from a lot. So yeah, thank y'all, man. Yeah.
Thank you for writing.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm always giving you chills. But I've been in a lot of therapy and I know exactly where I want to be. I know it. I just can't get past that hump. And I've got two still opposing forces in my life that's given, it's going to test me. Testing me every day. So I'm going to be tested tonight when I go up to their house. So it was judgment all my life. My mother did not like me. Can I keep on talking? Am I using up everybody's time here? No, I feel, I don't know how to do.
You're perfect.
Perfect.
You're perfect.
This is interesting.
If I start rattling, you rattled, and it doesn't mean you got 2 minutes, but you
know, I don't know, you know, and I will get sidetracked, but just to give a background, you know, just my brother, we graced the church doors every time it was open, Falls Creek Online, never quit. My mother, I remember telling me, the girls, and I went to school with the same church group of people, so it's a small community. And I remember her saying to me, and I remember her saying to my brother, she said to me, why can't you be more like Stephanie and Kim? Mm-hmm. Which was a couple of church girls that I wasn't even doing nothing wrong at that point. I was always been a kind heart. My heart kills me. I need to quit caring so much. And I was like, wow. Well, I heard her tell my brother the same thing. Why can't you be more like Jeff, or my brother, not Jeffrey? Why can't you be more like Mike or whoever, Johnny? My brother is dead from addiction. So, yeah. I'll get to know y'all very well if y'all are ready. Anyway. I'm, yeah, thank you.
You have to have layers.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is just a reminder that this place is a safe place, that you can, you know, speak your mind, and you know, the funny thing is, like, when you share, you know, you think, oh, sometimes we think nobody's going through that. But when you share your experience, you'll find that other people may have had a similar experience. And so that's how we, you know, for me, what I've learned in my lessons is that we grow together when we share our experiences instead of stop hiding it. You know, especially like with sexual abuse and stuff like that, we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk that we were, you know, being, you know, molested or touched or whatever, you know, and so we hid it and we hid it and we hid it and we hid it. And so this continues to happen. So in anything, so when you share, you may help somebody else to open up something. So thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that very much. And this is what this medicine does. It's a heart opener, and it helps open up. And that's why this right here is.
I have no problem opening that. I really don't at all. You're almost like, shut up.
But thank you.
Well, last night, I sat up for a little while, kind of propped up, and I saw like an arbor, kind of in the sky, sort of, and at the top of the arbor were two, like, swords, or sticks, or something, crossed, like, in the two of swords. So I thought, oh, that's when you walk through the arbor, you've got to make a decision. I'm like, okay, I'm good at decisions. So I walked over there, but when I got over there, there were stairs leading up to the arbor. And when I got up to the apex of the arbor, then I heard this voice that said, do you choose love or do you choose hatred? Mm-hmm. Do you choose anger or do you choose love? Mm-hmm. And it went through a whole bunch of things, and the one that really got to me was, do you choose judgment or do you choose love? And I realized how often, like when we're at Walmart and we see somebody that's dressed tacky or doesn't smell good, we're like judgmental. And we see, or someone who, we body shame them in our head. And we don't say it to them, but we're feeling it. And how often do we do that? And that's not choosing love at all. That's choosing to be in our ego and to have judgment. And so I'm like, I choose love. So, but yet I still find myself, I'm obviously, when I went out to the car,
later, I said, well, how can I not judge but still be discerning? And I realized, well, it's a matter of, you don't judge people on the externals. You don't judge them when you first meet them. You judge them based upon how they treat you and how they behave. And that's not even judging, because that might just be their way, but that you judge for yourself if you need those people in your life. Because I have a friend that had hurt me last year, and I won't associate with her any longer. But that's not judging her per se. That's just saying, I don't deserve this. And so that's my overall thing. Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Wow. I guess first off,
introduce yourself.
I'm Danny. Born and raised in Hawaii. Ex-military. First of all, I just want to let you ladies know this is something really, really special. Mm. You know, we don't get these moments as men.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really special to see this, you know. Mm-hmm. Women working on themselves, special. You know, I don't get a lot of time to be around that. I'm usually doing the work. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a different experience. Mm-hmm. It took a while for the medicine to hit me. You know, it took a while. But I surrendered to it. You know, and I pretty much have more studying. You know, I've studied a lot. I started in 2012. I studied. And then, you know, I had a few messages to, you know, make a move. What are you going to do with this knowledge? You know, what, you know, I had Michael talk to me, and he said, you know, you're going to keep fouling the fence? Mm-hmm. We're gonna pick up the shield and the sword. Mm-hmm. And I made a decision, and I just see things differently from a lot of people. I feel like, you know, I feel like we are closing out on some things, and we're reopening some other things now. And I feel like as a man, you know, we need to be more prepared for everything. And we are lacking, and you know, I do see a lot of the turmoil, because we're not healed, because we haven't gotten in touch. And you know, it's just my mind is about that, you know, this balance thing. You know, I don't really care about natural things. I don't really care about relationships, things like that, to that degree. My mind is always wrapped around the protection of people I love, as far as this, you know, as this system starts to collapse and rebuild itself, I'm just very conscious of that. You know, I don't move in fear at all. I'm more about being prepared. And I think as men, we need to heal. I think we need to protect our women. I think we need to do different things. And it's going to hurt. It's supposed to hurt. But we got to find a way. You know, so I'm definitely taking some of this stuff back, and I will be doing something. A little men's retreat, a little conscious talk with these guys, and try somewhere. You know, last night, you know, it's like my DMT experiences. The first time I did DMT, I took 21 hits, and I just went somewhere else. I went all the way. I went to some dimensions, and
21. Yeah.
I have five guys massaging the energy off of me, bouncing in and out. So I have people to protect me in the zone. And I told them, like, I'm not here to trip out. I'm here to do my work. You know what I mean? I got stuff to do. So I said, whatever happens, happens. You know, and in that night, I thought I was going to blow up the field with a ball of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my hands on this guy while I was in the trip. Put my hands on this guy while he was laying next to me with his girlfriend. And I don't know. She, you know, hour later on, he said I had heart problems, and it's gone. Mm. This is my first experience on DMT. Like I said, I chose to research. You know, I didn't want to just try. Like, I felt like I don't even know what I'm doing. So you just learn. or something before you jump in. Mm-hmm. So I went home that very morning. I met a shaman, a woman from Peru. Mm-hmm. So I said, "Damn, instant shit, plug right in." I said, "Damn, you know." So we talked, we shared stories, and it just started to speed up that process of growing. You know, and I thought to myself, "What just happened? Like, how did I just pray for this guy? How did I start doing this breathing technique that I've only saw on TV?" Never did in real life. How did this all come natural? Even though my mother is a psychic and, you know, magic woman herself. So I went back home. I took some acid. I had a friend that was going through trauma. And something said, just put our hands on her like at the event. And I feel like I put my hands on her and I said that I was going to take away her pain. But I don't feel like I respected all the elements of this universe. And I felt like I just didn't know. And I said, like, I'm going to do it. So her lifetime of trauma went into my body. Mm-hmm. And I fell into seizures for about 2 minutes. And it's fine, you know. But then she walked away from that. Her life just 360 just changed. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, what's going on? So I did it again. Same thing. I felt that person's trauma in my stomach just reverberating and just started falling into, like, you know, absorbing it. And then I had learned how to transmute it and let that go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, ever since then, I've just always felt like I'm just a conduit, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just here for it all. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I'm nothing, I'm just here for it all. Mm-hmm. So when I let the drugs take over me, that's what it's supposed to do. You know, that's when you really just, you know, mm-hmm. without thought. So I'm just trying to learn and take all this back to do more work. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, lady, very much. It's very humbling, very, very humbling. Mm-hmm. I come from a crazy lifestyle, get through crazy stuff, probably like everybody here, and that's what makes you go there, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta hit somewhere. Right, you gotta hit something and say, shit, I need something else, something gotta give, I need an answer. That's when you start looking, you know. And I looked for a while before I felt comfortable with even this ceremony. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know if it was the right time, but I was like, man, now or never, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should get off the pot. Literally. That was me. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just it's a really good experience for me. Mm-hmm. And thank you for everything that you do, ladies, because it's very, very needed. Aho.
Aho.
Thank
you,
brother.
Thank
you.
So I'm Valerie.
Hello.
Yeah, I've kind of already spoken about my experience the 4 days I was in. I literally told them, like, I'm gonna get tired in 4 days.
Oh,
she's like, no, it's just 11:30, and I'm like, no, 4 days. But no, I definitely, you know, after having some conversations with everyone, understand that, like, I was very guarded going into this.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Yeah. You're acknowledging that's the beautiful part of it.
Mm-hmm. That's loving enough right there. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful learning lesson. I'm gonna do this. This is what I'm controlling this shit. I'm controlling this shit, you know. And I know that's something that I struggle with, and I'm trying to be more aware of it. But even last night, like, you know, I went through my little, like, laughing spell, and it was so funny. Like, I just couldn't stop laughing, but then I would catch myself saying, "Why are you laughing? Stop laughing. That's enough. that's enough. Then I would start laughing, and I would be like, okay, just, that's enough, stop. And so, you know, just being open to, like, surrendering to it is... I want to do it. I'm scared. Prayers would be much appreciated tonight.
Yes. What did you say your name was?
Valerie.
Valerie. It's a great song.
Valerie.
Yeah. Won't you come on over, Valerie?
Thank you.
We got you. Yes. This is safe, sacred, beautiful, healing space. Thank you, Leticia. Thank you, Ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Medicinas. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Love you all.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, what was really on my heart is learning how to be of service. And so I've just been calling in what's the missing pieces to really be able to step, you know, a little more off of my personal healing journey and be of service a little more. Because I find myself always wanting to, you know, be a helper, and it's been really good for me to go, I'm here to heal. And so, the big message lately has been getting control of my own energy, you know. I'm so much, you know, I get hit with things and I flow with things, and that's a beautiful part of who I am. I do really well in chaos. I do really well with things kind of scattered and not getting from A to B real fast. But I can also get to where I'm just being slapped around and everything hits me and I just can't, you know, I can't be of service if I'm just on the floor in a puddle every time, you know, in a ceremony. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful to be there and to not do that. And I feel like I've been able to, last night was huge on just getting my own energy back. I've been seeing that so much where I want to escape and I want to get out of my own experience and out of my own body, you know, grab at people or grab at things and think. And lately has been so much about stop thinking, stop, just be in my body and just really practice like feeling the inside of my body and just feeling my own energy. And that's exactly where I need to be. Every time I fall into that space, I can feel the whole, everything just starts to flow better instead of me trying to think of what I should do or what, you know, what. It's like learning how to be. Just be. Just move. Instead of examine everything. And there's some serious trust in there, because what I'm always doing in my mind is I'm trying to prevent a problem, or I'm trying to learn from a problem that I've caused, or, you know, I'm always trying to make sure there's not a problem. And it feels really good to, instead of constantly be worried about that, just move and trust that if there is a problem, I'm just going to know and it's just going to be okay. Like, I can't prevent myself from making a mistake or embarrassing myself or hurting someone. Like, all those things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're always going to happen. Yeah. And so it's been really nice to just relax and yeah, just do the next thing that feels right instead of going, should I do it? Yeah. So, last night was really special. It was a lot of owning myself and then also seeing where it's not me. The second the medicine started to wear off, and in my, you know, at first I thought it was the medicine still talking to me. And it was like, you think you can be of service? Look at how poorly you just handled your own energy. You just got, you know, it was just all immediately. And I was like, what? I was like, go away. Yeah, it's just my little, you know, my little brain. So it's good to catch those things to really see how tricky my ego is. Mm-hmm. It's really tricky. So. So I love you all, and I'm just insanely grateful again to be in this space and to be home and to be doing what I came here to do.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, afternoon. Don't know what time it is. It's all flowing together. Could be, who knows. But anyway,
it's been at least 4 days.
My name is Walking Juniper. Good morning, everybody. My journey last night was real intense. Probably one of the most intense that I've had. And this medicine did creep up on me. It took a long time and I had to surrender. And I think a lot of my journey last night was about the way that when I go to Peru and I come back, and Leticia has agreed to teach me some things, but then I also know that I want to do my ceremonies a lot different. And I've been I've done some ceremonies outside of this where I facilitated, not Aya, but in other ceremonies, and just like really coming into my own and my style and what I have to teach people and what I have to offer. And I think I get caught up in the way that you're supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk like, and so I try to be still. And I put a blindfold on myself last night because I have a tendency, my senses are always really heightened, so I have a tendency to pay attention to what's going on around me and be peeking around and things like that. And so I wore a blindfold and like tried to be as still as possible, and it's so hard for me. And it's fine though, because it's fine, and I think I needed to learn to trust my body and my process, and which will be important for me when I start to run my own ceremonies. And And it was really incredible and interesting to be in a different kind of, the way that Michael facilitates is different than anything I'd experienced so far. And it was really incredible to experience just that something different. And it reminded me of a talk that Leticia and I had had about not letting her be our only teacher. Not making her our only teacher, and because she's so incredible, yeah. It's hard not to. Mm-hmm. And so once I released that and was able to trust my own process, is when I tore my blindfold off and I sat up the way that I like to sit, And that's when I was able to let the medicine do its thing, and I was able to surrender to it and for it to guide me through my body. And the animal medicine is really strong for me, has always been super strong for me. And they come through a lot for me in ceremony. And then last night I was having a hard time quieting my monkey mind, so I went to my animal medicine mantra, and it just all came flooding in. Like, I went through the whole animal kingdom. I died a few times. I experienced death a few times. I was a deer being eaten by wolves, and I got to experience what that's like to be torn apart while still alive. And to feel my meat and my vessel nourishing the vessel of something else. And in this whole cosmic circle of eat, of devour and nourish and give back to the earth. And how I need to find ways to honor the animals, because the animal medicine honors me and comes to me, and I need to find ways to give back to them, the way that they give to me, I was a cow. And I felt that just that gentle cow love. And knowing that each of them is so important, just like each of us is so important. That's why I can't eat them. And I was able to, I had had some emotional blockages that I needed to work through, and Mama held me, and I rocked my bucket and purged some of that out. And I feel so much lighter today. Because I've been doing so much work, and I've been feeling so good the last couple of weeks, and then I had some things come through and trigger me pretty hard, and make me realize that, you ain't got through that all the way yet. And releasing attachments. Healthy attachment is a huge one for me. Knowing the difference between unhealthy and healthy attachments, and also releasing this idea that I need to have no attachments. Releasing the idea that I need to have no attachments in order to be this this higher version of myself. Because we're still humans. And I think and we're gonna have attachments, and it's just like how we operate on those attachments and how we let them control our lives or not. And I don't want my attachments to control my life. So, and I think that's it. Aho, y'all.
Aho.
Aho.
Hello. My name is Holly. I'm definitely still processing a lot of my experience from last night. I've realized a lot. I've had a lot of intense anxiety over the past like 10 days or so. And I've dealt with anxiety for most of my life. A lot of last week was just like constant disassociation, like just like pure survival. But what I'm noticing with that is my like hypersensitivity to sound, irritability, that turns into just like complete frustration and anger. And something I've noticed in ceremonies from the, my entire life, but with this medicine, it feels, oh my God, why can't I just like touch you all and then you can just understand what I'm trying to say? Because like right now the words aren't really. I find myself focusing on other people's journeys more than my own. And I don't mean to. I don't want that. I'll hear someone else, and then I leave my own journey to focus on that. So I guess I'm just making this connection with sound and how it, it's overwhelming. Sound is the most important thing in my life. I mean, that vibration and my children's voices, you know, like that is the most joyful thing. So I don't know, it's just something I'm really noticing, I don't know, maybe it's that I become hyper-focused on it, and so I think that could be a tool within itself, and figure out what to do, maybe just something to do with that energy. I don't know, I feel pretty fucking confused right now. I'm trying to make sense of it all, because I do feel some big lessons from last night. What's happening is, I will hear someone else's journey, and then it's like I have this choice to go back into mine, and I just can't seem to focus. I just can't seem to put my focus there. But besides that, last night's journey was really beautiful. I hadn't really received visuals in a while, and when the medicine did hit, it was very beautiful. I get these like just like circles of love. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like this happens with DMT too, where there's just like, it's just love, and it's just like circular all around me. It's just like full, I don't know, it's beautiful cycles, and there's always a light right here. Lots of that. At one point last night, I've spoken to a few people about this today and last night. I felt like outside of the circle, there was some darkness. I could like hear different things, like almost trying to get in. And I don't know that it was necessarily like negative or dark or evil. I think that the energy that we brought, it's very curious for any energy around, you know? So other like spirits might just be like, oh my, what is this? Hell yeah, I wanna be part of that, you know? So I would like hear something eerie, like trying to like creep in, and then I would hear Michael kind of whistle in that direction, so I knew that I wasn't like the only person. One really interesting thing was when that was happening, I could like feel some energies kind of behind me but outside of the circle, so it did still feel safe, but I definitely heard a deep whisper say, where are you? And like
it didn't necessarily feel like, it didn't feel like it was like, you know, from the light, like, oh, I'm here. I'm like, you know, I didn't want to like say I'm right here. I definitely like pulled my sleeping bag over my head and just kind of like visualized light, as much as possible, just like radiating, just like, okay, let's get that away. So, I don't know. I feel grateful. I feel very deepest gratitude to each and every one of you, and deepest gratitude to this beautiful medicine. And she was gentle with me, and I haven't had that in a while. So that was beautiful. And I did purge, and one of my intentions was just kind of to create a space for compassion and peace and forgiveness. And almost as a well that I can continue to go back to, you know. And so I feel like last night really helped with that, and I'm very, very excited about tonight, and I'm very excited to be with each and every one of you. Thank you all so much for being here. Love you all. Aho.
Aho.
I'm Holly, and I really, my intentions before I got here were to sit with Mama and talk about my future plans. But but that was cute for me to thought that. No, I have so much work to do. I got to really purge out some things that had festered up and lingered. My limiting beliefs on relationships, my limiting beliefs on myself, on my peers, to think that I don't deserve you all. I'm just so grateful to know now, like, y'all are my reflections, every single last one of you. I definitely got to see the beauty in that medicine. Thank you so much. It took me, like, focusing on myself, keeping my eyes covered, always, because the second that I uncover my eyes, I'm like this, trying to watch everyone and see what everything's happening, and the visuals were crazy, so I wanted to keep my eyes open, and every time, like, I would want to start focusing in on someone else, it was like, it would hit me. I would start getting that feeling, and I thought I often only care about healing everyone else. And this last week has been like the collective trauma resurfacing. And I was able to kind of have someone talk me into what was really happening, because I, a lot of the time, try to channel and resurface that because I can feel when things are heavy. And so I try to process and eliminate, and it stuck on me. The trauma and all of it was just on me this week. And then it took me about 6 to 8 hours to get out of it. And it reminded me why I never wanted to be there again. But so I was very thankful that it resurfaced like it did, and that I'm in a place in here that I can recognize that and not stay there anymore. So I really, I'm really just so grateful for all of the work that I'm doing and that all of you are doing. I kept feeling my right side continuing to heal, that divine masculine side, and it felt like every time I come, there's a new male that's entering in to get healing. And for me, my whole fucking right side has been so fucked that when I see the men putting in the work to relieve that toxic masculinity, it fills me up. My cup runs over. The facilitators, man. Thank you guys so much. Aho.
Aho.
Well, my name is Morgan. I am not taking medicine this weekend, but I miss my family, so I need to be it's wonderful hearing all your stories. I was wanting to ask you guys about the new formula. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it was
pretty. You can text
pretty.
It tonight. Woo! Don't be scared.
Oh, I'm not scared.
Maybe a little bit.
No, I really, this is my third time coming out here, and it has changed my life. It's changed my relationship with my family, with my son, with myself. Mm. Like many of you, I find myself, you know, outside of my body trying to heal everybody else. But if I'm not healing myself, if we're not healing ourselves, we're not doing anything for the collective. Mm-hmm. So this month has been really hard for me to stay, you know, with myself. I'm always trying to, you know, lend a helping hand or, you know, make it seem like what I'm dealing with isn't really bothering me when it does. But I'm learning how to stay with myself and just to love me, to send that energy back to myself so that I can fill my cup, so that everything that runs over will be pure and just flow naturally instead of being forced, or am I making a mistake, or whatever the case may be. So I love all of you guys. I hate that Leticia couldn't be here, but she's gonna recover fast.
Speedy
recovery. Yes. Thank you guys so much. I love each and every one of you. Mm-hmm. You're all so very special. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to add a little something that I remembered as Holly was speaking. Miss Holly. You know, my ego was checked last night too. It was definitely checked. And when I was sitting there, at that moment, my ego was trying to like let me think that I'm not divine. I was like, your sovereignty. Our sovereignty is right here within us. We have it. We have it. It's right here within us. So just don't ever forget that. When you're going through that really, really hard fucking journey, and you're like, fuck, your sovereignty is right here. It is that beautiful divine trinity, creator, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the ascended masters of the highest council, the galactic family, our archangels, our guides, our starseed family, our ancestors. It is these plant medicines. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And thank you again, Leticia, to the land. Thank you, my sisters. Thank you all. Remember, our sovereignty is right here. Woo! Mm. Woo! I just wanted to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how to experience all that.
In layers, you will.
Yeah. In layers.
You will.
But always remember that sovereignty.
Yeah, you will.
I'm scared. Very scared.
Amazing. And everybody, I love you all. Now to announce our sister Destiny right here. Mm-hmm. Super fabulous medicina woman. Lovely, lovely lady. Please take her away. And if you don't speak up, here's the mic.
I want everybody to just take a nice deep breath in, breathing in through your nose. And exhaling. Get it dry, get it blow it out. Take another nice deep breath in. Breathing in, exhaling. Thank you, thank you. Another nice deep breath in. This time breathe in, fill your belly full like Santa Claus, fill it up, full of air, as much as you can, as much as you can, as much as you can, and then blow it out. All the way, all the way, all the way down to that root chakra. Blow, 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 blow. And now breathe back in, breathe back in. Breathe, 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 breathe. Fill it up, make your belly Santa Claus. Breathe it, breathe it, breathe it, breathe it, breathe it, breathe it, and exhale. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, God, angel, spirit, thank you for being here with us today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I ask for many blessings for each and every single one of you here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Visualizing a golden healing energy surrounding all of us, touching every single cell in our bodies from the top of our heads all the way down to the tips of our toes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Taking a nice deep breath in. Exhaling, releasing, letting go of anything, anyone that is no longer in your greatest and highest good to hold on to. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we're going to visualize that golden healing energy. We're going to breathe it in and we're going to fill back up. We're going to fill our bodies from the top of our head all the way down to the tips of our toes, filling it full of healing blessings. Thank you, thank you. Filling our cup, filling it up so we're overflowing, right? Because we can't give away anything we don't have, and we're not going to take anything on that is not in our greatest and highest good to hold on to. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want everybody to visualize the word. What word are we using? Love. Love is a good word. Love is always a good word. Love. So all words have vibrations, right? So the word love, I want you to visualize the word love. L-O-V-E. See it in your mind. Spell it out. Love. Love. The word has a vibration. What does that vibration feel like to you? Love. So I want you to say the word love. Feel that vibration. Love. What does it feel like to you? Feel that vibration. So everybody say love. 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 So feel that vibration. I want you to feel that vibration. I want you to make that vibration flow through, starting in your heart. Love. Feel that vibration. Love. Feel that vibration expanding out from your heart, vibrating your whole entire body. Love. So then your body begins to shake, your arms, your legs. Love. What does love feel like to you? Feel it, embrace it, love it. Love. Yes. So whenever you need love, whenever you feel down or you feel sad or you just need an extra little boost, remember what you feel like right now, right here, the word love, and vibrate that. So even when you're in medicine, if you're struggling and you're having a difficult time, you're like, I don't know if I can get through this, vibrate whatever word or feeling that you're having and expand it out. So sometimes you have it like in the pit of your stomach and you're like, oh my gosh, it just, that's so uncomfortable. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to purge. I don't want to let it go. And so you hold on to it and you hold on to it. It's stuck there. So if you visualize, you open it up, you expand it out, and you expand it out so it's not so centered in that one area, but it expands out into your whole entire body. So when it expands out into your whole entire body, it doesn't seem so dense. It doesn't seem so heavy. So what you do is you expand it out, you expand it out, you expand. It's like watering it down. You keep watering it and watering it. And it, what does it do when you water something too much? It just kind of like, you know, just gets watery and it just kind of flows and flows and flows. So you want it to be less concentrated. We don't want it concentrated. We want it to be flowing. We want to flow it out, flow it out, flow it out, flow it out. So anytime during your ceremony, when you have those feelings, if you have that yucky feeling, send it some love, vibrate it. What does it feel like? What, you know, ask, what's going on here? What is this? What do I need to release? What do I, you know, What do I need to let go? The sooner you let that shit go, the sooner it's going to go away. You don't want to purge. You don't. You want to hold on to it. You're going to sit there and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. You know, just get it over with. Get on your freaking knees. Get on your knees and let that shit go. So get on your knees. Put that bucket in front of you and let it go. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to puke. You might pee a little bit if you're a woman with, you know, has had babies, you know, whatever. And that's okay, you know. But let that shit go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because the more that you hold on to it, the longer it's going to sit there. And one thing about, I know about this medicine for me is like when you take this medicine and you're in that medicine and you're really, really deep, like it can be overwhelming and you can be like, oh my gosh, this is like, you know, you got to take those breaths. When you're at that end point and, you know, the time has passed, you need to breathe. You need to breathe in air. You need to fill it up in your body and you need to let it go. So when I go around to people and I'm like, take a nice deep breath in, breathe in. Exhale, and like a dragon, let that out. Let it out. Stop holding it in. Breathe in that oxygen to saturate every single cell in your body. Breathing it in. So that is a really good tip for me to you, how to help you during those times when you feel really stuck in that medicine. Get that stuff flowing. Don't let it fester there. Get on your knees. Let it out. Breathe in, take deep breaths, let it out, expand it out, expand it out. And I highly recommend that if you get a face, get an eye covering, you should do it. If you have issues with laying in the medicine and not being able to sit and be with the medicine, get yourself an eye cover and cover your eyes. Yes, we want to be of service. Yes, we want to do those things, but you have to do your work first. You have to be able to sit with this medicine. You have to be able to be still. You have to be able to look at all of your dark shadow stuff. You have to get through that because you can't help somebody if you can't get through your own shit. So lay with it, go with it, sit with it. Sit there, be still, listen, and go on your journey. I struggled last night. I've been doing medicine for 3 years now, and I was scared. I was the last person that drank that medicine. I had to have Michael come over and say, hey, tell me that this is going to be okay, because I was fucking scared. I made that medicine, and I knew that it was going to be strong, and it's been a long time since I sat with that medicine. And I was scared out of my fucking mind to drink that medicine. I see you guys do it all the time. I'm like, man, I really need to drink the medicine. I really, like, take a deep, you know, take a good cup. And I was so scared to take that medicine. And I struggled with it. But I laid there and I knew out of all of my experiences, I knew what I needed to do. No one else was going to get me through it. I had to do it. I had to lay there. I covered my eyes. I breathed. I did what I needed to do because I knew that I'm the only one that's going to get me through that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I had all this random shit just popping in my head. And I did not, I mean, I did a good job with it, but I know I need to sit with it again and I need to be okay with it because, like, I was still really scared. And instead of letting completely go, I was, like, thinking all these, like, random shit was popping in my head. Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, blah, blah, that. And I was like, no, just focus. Focus on my breath. Focus on, you know what to do, Dustin. You know what to do. You know what to do. But I was still scared. Everybody wants to go out and help people, and that is wonderful. But until you can sit with that medicine, until you can sit still, until you can go in there, be mindful about that. I'm so very thankful that Michael came down because I know we've asked him and I've talked to him about it in the past and he didn't want to teach anybody. And so I was just like, I'm going to reach out to him again because I really want to see a different way. We have, you know, Brian has been making our medicine, and it's been amazing. His medicine is amazing. I just knew that there was a different way to do it, and I wanted to learn the different way. And with Brian's way and this way, we're gonna make our own way. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so very excited and so very thankful to have the opportunity to learn. It was a lot of hard work. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is like, it's not a one person, it's two people, maybe three people. And so I'm so thankful that I have my sisters and that we're going to be able to do this. And, you know, we may not cook it, you know, 24 hours, but, you know, that's okay. You know, with the intentions, we'll figure it out. I mean, I don't mind cooking it for 24 hours. It was fucking awesome. You know, I picked up the wood and helped carry the wood and put the wood, you know, got the fire going, and I stirred and we strained and we stayed up until, you know, 2-3 o'clock, or we stayed up until 4 o'clock the first night. We stayed up, it was like we started at 10 something until 4 o'clock, and then Thursday we did like from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then Friday we started cooking again like at 10, and we were done like 5 o'clock. I mean, but it was wonderful. It was amazing. The wind was blowing. Like, it just was like, there was, you know, we sang to it. We just did a lot of love and a lot of wonderful things in there. And so just so very thankful to have that opportunity to have this medicine, to continue to grow, to continue to be here. And just thankful for everybody here, and so thankful for my sisters for holding space when I could sit with this medicine, because I really need it. And I'm super excited that you guys are gonna, whoever's gonna be here again tonight, that we're gonna be here tonight. And I'm super excited, because if you're here for Sunday's ceremony, daytime ceremony, I have some spirit molecule medicine and help make that one. I was there with it, so it's been a week ago. And so super excited about that. I'm just super excited to be here and to share this with each and every one of you guys. And like I said before, you know, me and my broken record is that we would have had an experience, you know, and it would have been a great experience, but it wouldn't have been the same experience if any one of you guys were out here. So thank you for that. Thank you for being here and helping me to have the best experience in a while. So thank you guys. So
thank you.
Aho.
I just wanted to play one song.
Where are you going? No, I need it.
What is it? Which one is it?
Ooh, don't get me. Come to the light. Come to the light. Oh, I think I just drank two. I just drank two different songs. I just sang two different songs.
You drank them.
I said I drank two different songs.
I heard it. I was like, right. But you are drinking the same song.
Right. I hate it. Silly words.
Silly words. Oh my
gosh. Okay, sorry guys. I'm trying to find it. Should I have this planned better? Thank you.
thank you guys so much for enjoying and listening to Ceremony Soup. I didn't do any after parties. I'm sorry, you guys. I was after partying so hard because this was an absolutely magical fucking time for me. I cannot explain to you guys enough the amount of joy and love I absolutely have inside of me. I feel so fucking grateful, so blessed. The Psychedelic Society today, this is way after ceremony. So the Psychedelic Society, we hosted a Friendsgiving today, and it was fucking amazing. And it just, everything has just gone perfectly, and just, you know, even if shit fucking happens, I have learned how to flow with it and just continuing with the fluid frequency of life and really embracing the gifts that I've been given and preparing myself and centering and balancing myself for my work, my good work I get to put in. You guys, I can't stress it enough, the amount of gratitude I have for all the bullshit that happens, so I can see how I react completely different. I don't, so beautiful. I'm so grateful that I choose to act in love now, and I choose to act with kindness, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the lessons that I've learned so I could be prepared for this day, because today is the beginning of my life, you guys. Everything has just fallen into place. I'm blessed, I'm grateful. I'm going to be starting the good work, learning the good work that's going to pave the way for my life. I'm so grateful. The full moon is coming tomorrow, lunar eclipse. Are you guys ready for that? Have you prepared yourself? Have you worked your shadow? Have you loved it and nurtured it enough that it is working with you? And not repeating those old patterns that are wore out and outdated, those programs that no longer belong to you. I hope so, because this full moon, this lunar eclipse, la luna. I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed every bit of ceremony for November. It was very liberating for me. I am so grateful that you all joined me during this time. Very beautifully given a space out of this whole entire journey to just grow and blossom and flourish. And I'm so grateful. I love you guys. Thank you. Come again. See me again. Your local hood hippie extraordinaire on the Psychonauts. Mirror. Bye.